Kelly.
Hey Kelly, this is Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you today, honey. It's just been a crap day with regular work. But I did go in and look at that today. It looks really good. I saw you also added the logo to some of those background pictures.
Exactly. On we have added on the shirts too, of the person
Yeah.
carrying the carpets. And we've had the book an appointment section too. We have the before and after pictures too.
Yep, I saw that. Let me go into it really quick to see if you did. I don't know what you did today. And I met with two partners today, and I got their permission to add them. So I got one
Great,
more file
great,
left to
great.
work on, and we can add some partners. And then I'm trying to think what else is left. Sorry,
Okay.
I'm
And yes,
exhausted.
one more thing would be that you will be sending me the products which we need to add on what we don't take, the items which
Oh,
needs to
like
go.
examples, like
Yeah, the
gas. You
examples.
want
Exactly.
examples? You mean gasoline? Okay, I can give you some examples. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you needed that. Okay, hold on. Let me write this down because I'm not writing it down because I'm in a file.
Sure.
All right. So, and partners, hazard. Examples. And then I need to send you an update on how to, because we're wrong and we're not going to be Saturdays. How is it coming on the calendar? Like I noticed if you click, like I clicked the calendar, but that was a couple of days ago. It looks like it's starting to work.
We will be integrating that. Okay, the book and appointment section. People can enter
Okay.
their details on the available appointment. Okay, they can enter their
Okay.
name and everything. And when they click on the book and appointment section, a form will pop up. Okay, when the
Okay.
form will pop up, they will be adding their email address and whatever they want on the website, the email address, their name. And once they click on that button, the inquiry will be sent out to you on your Gmail so that you can reach out to them, you can give them a call, and then you can confirm the appointment or you can let them know that whether the dates are available or fixed or not. But if the dates will be fixed, for example, if you have some orders on that day, they won't be able to book an appointment on that date. Okay, so they will be going to some other date, and they go if the dates are available, they will be sending the inquiry to your email.
Okay, so I'm going to have control of that because after we've done this first job, we realize we need to do them kind of in 2-hour increments because by the time we load, sweep, go to the landfill, and go to the next one, it can be anywhere from 1.5 hours to 2 hours. So we want to kind of do them like 7 a.m., so 7, 8, so the next one would be 10, the next one would be noon, and then the next one would be like 1:30 at the latest.
Exactly.
That would be like our last booking. We won't take a lunch since summer hours we close early. So I want to make sure that when they book on the calendar, we don't book them too close together.
Yeah, exactly. And on top
Okay.
of that, how was your first experience on the first job, which you just did?
So we did it for our financial planner, and it was kind of more outside the city than we really wanted to go, but it was good. We took it to a recycle center, and we didn't make it as much as we thought we would off of the recycling, but it was good. It felt good because we weren't taking all that metal to that, but it was good. I took him an invoice today and a thank you card, and I asked him to email me his experience, like his review,
Exactly.
since we weren't up,
And we
and
can
he
add
said
that
he
on the
would
website.
email, right, and he said he would email me.
Okay, that will be great. I guess we are on the final stages of the website. Just some of the things are left. For example, what the testimonials, and the other thing would be the information of the partners. I guess other than that, everything's completed on the website. But yes, we will be revising the content which is uploaded on the website because yes, obviously as committed to you that we will be revising that. This website will be sent to the content writing team. They will be writing, they will be modifying this content according to the SEO services and the content accepted by Google. So the same content will be a little bit revised, the grammatical mistakes and the spelling mistakes, everything will be fixed by our content writing team, right?
Perfect. Yep,
okay.
Perfect.
So in the meanwhile, I will be waiting for the for the testimonials, the reviews of the customers. And the other thing we'll be needing will be the information of your partners. We can add some logos if your partners have and some of the bio data about them, that these are the companies from which you have partnered with. And I guess then we're good to go once we make the booking appointment section dynamic too, and you're good to go and take bookings on the website, right?
Right. So okay. Today, so one of the partners was the Catholic Community Thrift Store Service Center, and I took a picture of the front of their building. Will that work?
Yeah, that can work
okay.
too. And that it would look great if we add their logos on the website too, because that actually builds trust among people that they are complete authentic partners and they're working with you guys.
Okay, I will go online and pull some of that stuff tonight.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. So, yes, Kelly, we're almost here. The website is just about to go live. However, my server name needs to have some word with you regarding, the hosting server or something like that. They just told me that whenever you have a word with Kelly, just you can transfer the call. We need to have some discussions with them. So if you're available right now, it will just take 10 minutes. The person, Don, is the manager of the production team, so he will be talking to you.
Okay, as long as it's quick, sure.
Okay.